Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Catholic Spirituality on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Camille O'Brien, joined by Father Nicolas Desposito, and now we present Catholic Spirituality.
Welcome back. This is Father Nicolas Desposito. You are listening to the Catholic Spirituality Show on the member-supported Restoration Radio. We are offering a commentary on Roger Marin's Theology of Christian Perfection. And today we are going to finish the chapter on the passive purifications. First, let us place ourselves in context. The soul, in order to be accepted in heaven, must be pure, perfectly pure. Sin is what makes the soul impure. Original sin has been washed away by the grace of baptism, but the soul remains wounded, as it were, weakened and inclined to sin. This evil inclination exists in all of us. It exists even in the greatest saints. The Blessed Virgin Mary is the only human person who was free from sin from the time of conception, but this is another topic. Outside of that singular case, everyone is conceived in sin, and even after baptism, the effects of sin remain. Namely, the weakening of the will, the darkening of the intellect, and the rebellion of the passions. Because of such a pitiful state, man has to take the means to heal this wounded nature with God's grace. This is what we call the ascetical life, where the exercise of virtue and mortification are predominant. Man is, as it were, active in this process. But the active purifications are not sufficient to get man in that state of perfection required for heaven. He needs to be purified by God Himself through the activation or actuation of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Gifts, by the way, already possessed by anyone in the state of grace. When the soul undergoes the passive purifications, it is said to be in the mystical state. The passive purifications are twofold. The dark night of the senses, and here the soul goes from the purgative to the first stages of the illuminative life. And the dark night of the spirit, and here the soul goes from the illuminative to the unitive life, according to Garrigou Lagrange, for example. Or, if we follow Roger Marin's opinion, from some lower degree of the unitive life to the transforming union, which is the highest degree attainable here on earth. The dark night of the senses ordinarily begins with the soul reaching the right dispositions through a life of mortification and the exercise of virtue. And this includes perseverance in prayer, especially mental prayer, and perfect fidelity to the duties of state. We cannot insist enough in the fact that the spiritual life is very simple. You cannot get simpler than prayer and fulfillment of your duties of state. And this is all it takes to get us ready for the life of a mystic. So when the soul is rightly disposed, God begins attracting it to Himself by means of infused contemplation. And since the soul is not used to such an intense supernatural light, it will necessarily suffer during this time. And the key is to persevere in prayer as long as the trial continues, which regrettably is not what most souls do. Souls get discouraged when they have to face the lack of spiritual consolations in prayer. We have already seen what signs must be present in order for us to discern if we are undergoing the night of the senses. Those signs were the following: when the soul does not find consolation either in God or outside of God. Second, when the soul cannot stop thinking of God.